Well, the world has lost faith in the dollar, and the governments around the world are beginning to make moves to begin to accept other currencies in replacement of the dollar. This is Sunday, April 6, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Well, there's been multiple developments in the war on the dollar, but the one that should concern you the most is this. London is positioning itself to become the new center of currency trading, and now has created a center for accepting and processing of renminbi or yuan trades. Listed on the City of London's website this week, the notice to the public describes how the center will have the capacity to trade, clear, and settle yuan renminbi transactions. This move by London shows that they know the writing's on the wall about the future of the dollar, and they are aligning themselves now with what they believe what might be the new reserve currency for the world when it emerges. They are getting ready for it. The question remains, are you? This week, the rhetoric between the U.S. and Russia continued to heat up, and with the latest deal between Russia and Iran is really kicking up some pretty serious dust in the world. In details released this week, Russia announced that it inked a oil-for-barter deal with Iran. The deal will supply Iran with the things it needs, such as weapons and food for its population, while Russia gets the oil for its strategic reserves and fuel supply. Now here's the important part of the deal. Neither Russia or Iran will trade any U.S. dollars for these transactions. Let's break down why this is significant. Currently, any energy transaction done in the world has to use what's called a petrodollar. That is, anybody using or buying or selling of energy has to use the U.S. dollar as their currency during the transaction itself. Now, if Russia and China and Russia and Iran and all the BRIC nations begin trading energy for barter and don't use our dollar, well, the dependency on the dollar is going to go away altogether. You see, the petrodollar is what keeps our currency propped up in the world. We are the world's reserve currency. And once we lose the status on that and our currency goes away to the dinosaur, well, we all know what's going to happen at that point. Finally, tonight, the death toll in the Oso, Washington landslide has been set currently at 30, but there are many, many people who are still missing. Families gathered together at Haler Middle School this week to say prayers and to remember those who were lost. To help with the recovery effort, Governor Inslee has also declared a state of emergency and was able to free up federal funds to help with the recovery efforts. We here at Eye in the Economy send our prayers and our thoughts to the family and friends who are currently grieving those losses. We pray that the Lord brings peace to you during this time. If you'd like to help with the recovery efforts in Oso, please contact your local Red Cross and find out how you can. Well, with these three stories in mind, here's my advice for you this week. Well, this week we had the norovirus return to our home this week. And for those of you who recently had the pleasure of experiencing this delightful little stomach bug, well, my condolences to you. But that brings me to a bigger question. What meds should you have on hand should your family need things like antibiotics? It's always good to have painkillers. It's always good to have things like Imodium and other types of product on hand. But the question I get a lot is about fish antibiotics. We use them here in the Fox 519 household and have great results. Always make sure you try to find a reputable source for those, but there are many, many of us in the prepper and patriot community who support those. Not only that, the price is much more affordable than what you're going to get there at the old Walmart pharmacy. But, hey, if you can avoid it, try not to use antibiotics. There are lots of other natural ways to help beat out viruses and little cold bugs. Well, thanks again for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.